Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, it is Rated G Radio. Tonight is Tarot Tuesday, and if you would like to get in on the action, I'm going to tell you, be smart like Suzanne, Christine, Donna, and Mia have been, and call in now and get in line, because Tarot Jeff is going to be here in just a minute, and he's going to be taking your calls at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We are live for the next hour. Your computer may show 2 hours, but it's really just an hour, so get in while the getting is good. That time is right now. And welcoming back to the show our favorite guest on Tuesday night. It's Tarot Jeff. How are you, Jeff? Jeff! Let's see. I'm going to press the unmute button again, and maybe we'll see.
All right. Try that.
There we go.
All right.
Magically, that works.
You know, it's Mercury retrograde, my friend, so I kind of expected something like that to happen.
A little bit.
Yeah.
How you been all week?
Yeah. Doing real well.
Nice.
So talking to a lot of people this week and getting things accomplished. We got an important night ahead of us in terms of the full moon and the eclipse. If anybody's been following that, it's a pretty pretty powerful eclipse for us. So if you got something that you're trying to get rid of, or you're looking to start something new, now's the time to kind of clean up your karmic house a little bit and let it go.
How much time do we have to finish getting it cleaned up?
You got till about 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, so you got to really hurry it up. Okay.
You got to really hurry. No. It's not an event. It's a process. So
okay.
If you're working on something, this will give you a little extra boost. If you haven't started something, this will give you a little extra boost. And so get it to the edge, get it to where you need it, and move it on or transform it. That's really what the moon is all about. It's about transformation and travel and moving things from one spot to another. The moon is constantly changing. It's the traveler in the sky. It's beautiful. It's rising over the house right next to you, shining right in my window right now. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Very cool. Well, before we get started tonight, let's. I want to make sure I give the disclosure statement. So you know, we got everybody on board. So we're all expecting the same thing. So Jeff, hold tight while I give our listeners the. Okay, so here we go. So Tarot Tuesday's What's in the Cards for You. A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible the curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. This show tonight is for entertainment purposes only. You must be over 18 years of age if you'd like to call in. So call in. A tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided by a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. So now that we have the little legalese out of the way, Jeff,
yes.
I will tell everybody, just like it shows on the show page here, tonight's show is an hour show. When you're calling in, you can ask what's in the cards for me and get a free 5-minute, 3-card reading. Or if you have a specific question, ask Jeff that. We do have the call set up on a timer, so we can, not to kick you off the line, but we want to try to make sure we move it along and we don't get hung up on just one call for the entire hour, because then everybody's like, what about me? So in the middle of your call, if you do hear a little chime, that's just my audible cue to Jeff to let him know that our time's running short and it's time to get it wrapped up. With that, I'll tell you, if you would like to have a more in-depth reading, and schedule something with Jeff, you can do that. He's got a Blog Talk special that's listed there on the show page, and you email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. Of course, mention that you heard him here on Rated G Radio to get that special introductory price for your first session. Okay, now we're done, Jeff.
We got one more thing to mention about that. We only offer 1 hour readings or more to people that are calling in on the regular website, but for Rated G Radio listeners, we've got a half an hour special.
Oh, that's right.
So if you don't want to do a full hour, you can do a half an hour. It's $50.
There you go.
So we can get a lot done in a half an hour, folks.
And sometimes, especially for people who've not done this before, or maybe you've only done the 5-minute reading on the telephone like this, maybe a half an hour is a great place to start because you're like, well, I want to test it out, but I don't want to really commit. Well, you can commit easy for 30 minutes for the $50 and, do that. The other thing that, since we do have holidays that are coming up, I'll just mention it right now and then we'll get to the show, is that you guys do have gift certificates available, I believe, at your shop. Is that correct?
We can arrange something like that, yes.
Yeah, so for everybody who thinks this would be really cool.
Email us. Yeah, email us and we'll figure it out.
Figure it out. There we go. Okay, so should we get started? Do I get my card for the night?
We should, Garrett, I was wondering if you would ask this week because this is the first week you've actually asked.
Yeah, I know.
I usually have to put the puller on the reins a little bit. And say, whoa, brother.
Okay.
So, all right. Now you got a nice card so far. I wish I'd been keeping track of all the cards you've gotten because I think you got this one before, not too long ago, but maybe not. The Ace of Wands comes up for Garrett tonight. Ace of Wands, for the people listening, I always give Garrett one card for his week, and then at the end of the program, we're always going to do one card for everybody, for the entire world, as it may be. But in this case, Garrett's card for his week is the Ace of Wands. It's a great card. Aces, I always love to see an ace come up because aces represent beginnings, potential, an existing potential. It's not like something brand new is happening. It's like something you've wanted to do. You're finally getting around to do it. Wands is about your personal energy and how you get infused and fired up for things. And so this is Garrett this week. The energy, things are going to kind of pop out of thin air. And watch for it, Garrett. You're gonna suddenly feel a surge of energy towards something interesting, something that you want to do for a while.
Cool.
Does that
make
some sense for you?
It makes a whole lot of sense, and there might just be something I can make an announcement on the next couple of days. So hang on tight.
All right.
Okay. So everybody who's been patiently waiting, we're going to start the calls now. And again, I'm going to bring you on the line, unmute you. Suzanne, you're going to be our first caller, so in just a second I'm going to say your time starts now. At that point, I'm muting myself. I'm actually going to go screen some more callers for later in the show. You've got 5 minutes to talk with Jeff, and we'll get the ball going right now. Suzanne, welcome to the show. You have 5 minutes with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now. Have fun.
Yes, hi. I was wondering what you see with the lunar eclipse with me. That's tomorrow. My birthday was October 5th. And do you see anything with work or love life?
Work or love life. Okay, so those are the big things always. When people call up and they want to know about their career or their love life. Now, with you, Suzanne, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of give you a little bit more general reading here, but we'll see if we can focus it down, all right? So work and love life. The three cards you got tonight are interesting cards. The very first one is the Wheel of Fortune. I always like to see the Wheel of Fortune come up. First of all, it's a major arcana. It's kind of right in the middle of that major arcana journey, which starts with the Fool. The Wheel of Fortune card represents change. It represents something is shifting. Something is moving. It's a changing pattern to life. But it really represents growth opportunities. So things that are working for you now, you're not necessarily leaving those things behind, but you're building on those things. Now, things that aren't working for you, you sort of are leaving those behind. You're kind of moving on at this point in time. So when that Wheel of Fortune card comes up, very powerful. So I think that you are in the midst of or beginning of a good transition in life. So look for the good things that you want, and kind of really move towards those things, Suzanne. Now, I said that this is kind of in the middle of the major arcana. It's really designed as a journey. So card number 0, card number 1, on into the final card of the world. The Wheel of Fortune, right in the middle, gets things spinning again. So now you kind of hit a maturity level, and you're gonna move forward from this point on. Now, the very first card in the Major Arcana I mentioned was the Fool. Suzanne, that's your second card. This is interesting to me because it's a little counterintuitive. When you get that Wheel of Fortune card, you'd think that you were going to be going forward on something and that life wouldn't necessarily go backwards, but this sort of indicates that you're going to start something brand new. That's what the Fool is all about. It's beginning a new phase of your personal journey. Now, career and love life, beginning a new phase of the personal journey. Suzanne, take a real deep breath. I want to hear that breath, okay? So let me hear you breathe real deep, okay? Because really, you're going to jump. You're going to find an opportunity to really kind of jump. Now, this is an interesting reading because your third card is the Two of Pentacles. It's a minor arcana. Pentacles, it represents how you are represented upon the planet, your physical self. Anything you can say mine about, my job, my career, my house, my clothes, my body, all of those things are represented in the Pentacles. The Twos represents a balancing. It's a duality. It's a balancing of opposing forces sometimes, but sometimes it's a balancing of two separate things. And you've asked very specifically about two separate things here. So, my sense for you, Susan, for the next, I'm not really going to put a time limit on this. I mean, this isn't for this week. This is for the month, for the rest of the year, maybe. You're going to see some real interesting opportunities, and you're going to kind of have to balance them. Balance perhaps a newer relationship, and balance perhaps a newer career, or a new phase in a relationship and a new phase in a career. That can come in a lot of different ways. You might have a promotion at your current job, and have to kind of balance home life with the person who's trying to rekindle the romance or something like that. So, I'm just using an illustration there. I'm not saying that's what's happening for you, but what I do see is a balancing act. So I want you to be pretty flexible. Like I say, take that deep breath because at a certain point in time, you're going to see an opportunity. And we always say you can't cross a chasm in two jumps. So you got to take the leap, but always look before you leap as well, right? So I think that's what we're looking at with you. Start looking around. Start looking at the different places, the different points where you might be able to take a leap. And when the time comes, you'll know it, and you'll be ready for it. And I think that's what you're looking for. So something new in the near future for you. And like I say, I think we're partway into October, look in November, look in December, look in January, and I think these things are going to unfold pretty clearly for you. The major arcanas are very, very bold, okay?
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Okay,
good luck.
Bye-bye.
You keep us posted. And our next call is Christine. Christine, you are on with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Christine. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what's your question tonight?
I wanted to know about a relationship that I have. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was wondering, do you do timing?
Well, we can try some timing. It's a little difficult when we're just doing 3 minutes and five, three cards and 5 minutes here. But go ahead.
Okay.
What's your timing? What are you looking for here?
I was trying to see if you could see if the relationship will work out, and if so, if you could see what, you know, when that would happen.
Okay. Well, all right. So let's look at the cards that you got pulled. We're doing three cards for you tonight, and the very first one is the Three of Wands. Wands, again, represents your personal energy, how things happen. I think that this is an interesting card. Threes are about positive progress. I sometimes say a concept becoming real when we're looking at this. And so your energy, the thing that you've been moving towards or considering, is now on the verge of becoming real. Now, the second card that you got here is the Lover's card. It's the Major Arcana. So you're asking very specifically about a relationship here, and you got a Three of Wands moving forward, concept becoming real. The second card is the Major Arcana, the Lovers. The Lovers does not always mean love, but in your case, I'm going to kind of go with it. I think that there's a real strong opportunity here for you to have a good relationship, a powerful relationship, a passionful relationship. And I just think this is, I love the cards. And I wish people could, I wish we were on TV sometimes, because I want to make sure that people understand that I shuffle the cards upside down, I turn them over one at a time, and there's the Lover's card coming up, and you're asking a very specific question about your relationship. Now, I can hear you giggling in the background there. Your third card is the Three of Swords. Now, you've got two threes flanking the Lover's card. So, again, positive progress, concept becoming real, beauty and intuition. Threes represent intuitive actions, more of a spiritual sense of things. Threes are also kind of off balance sometimes. So you don't want to stop moving. You want to keep going forward on this. Now, that Three of Swords, Swords is about your brain. Swords is about how you think. And this is where you can get tripped up on this thing, is Christine, is you can start to think a little too much about what's going on. And the card, the picture on the card of the Three of Swords, and I'm using the Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot Deck. You can check this out if you go online and type in Three of Swords, Radiant Rider-Waite. The image should come up. It's three swords piercing a heart. So you can really get tripped up on this if you think too much, if you're too much in your brain. Now, I do want to offer a little bit of advice on that. I do think that maybe you've been burned in the past. And I do want you to think a little bit about this, because the Three of Swords comes up for a very specific reason. It does indicate that you should engage your brain, but it also indicates kind of trust your experiences to inform you about what you want. You're asking for timing on this. I don't know that I have strong timing. You have two threes on either side of the Lover's card, so this could be 3 days, this could be 3 weeks, 3 months. I'm thinking it's a shorter period of time, and the three might be involved. So it might be the 30th of the month or the 3rd of the month or something like that. But I'm not getting a real clear timing for you right now, Christine. So okay. does this help? Does this make some sense to you tonight?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That Lover's card
right
in the middle, bang. So, yeah, you're looking to ask about a relationship. Very, very, very strong card to come up when you're asking about relationships, the Lover's card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very
much. All right. Keep
Thank
us posted.
You, Christine.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Good night.
Thanks so much for your call. Tune back in next week. And our next caller is coming from Donna. Donna, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, thank
Hello,
you.
Donna.
Hi, Jeff. I don't know what was coming up for me as far as romance, because I am talking to someone now, but we haven't met, and maybe finances, because I'm kind of looking for work.
Okay. Well, so I think we're into romance tonight, Garrett. So
that's what everybody
kind of wants tonight. So I think it's that full moon, the eclipse is coming up, and everybody's kind of feeling little stirrings in the romance department here. So, all right, here's what we've got for you, my friend. We have the Four of Wands. So this is interesting because wands are coming up a lot for everybody that's listening. If you're still listening and I've just done a reading for you, Wands is really about your personal responsibility, your personal investment in these situations. Now, for the purposes of this very specific reading here, what we're looking at is the Four of Wands. Fours are very stable. They represent hard work and perseverance. So you've been talking to someone, you say. I think that you're creating a stable platform for creating the relationship, and I like it. I like that you're doing this. The Six of Pentacles is the second card to come up. Pentacles, again, being about physical things. Sixes, I really like sixes because they represent peace, reconciliation, they represent sharing, they represent making something stable out of what wasn't stable in the past. So, now, guess what your third card is? Any idea? This is something I try not to do, is make people guess, but this is an obvious one. You got the Lover's card as your third card. So, are we still there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Well, Donna, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second and see,
Donna,
if your reception...
Yeah.
We're going to put Donna on hold.
Okay.
I think her cell reception might be a little on the iffy side. So,
all right.
Do you want to just continue with what you were?
Yeah. And she can always pick up on the podcast later on too. So she got the Lover's card. Now this is really interesting because you know I do these readings a lot. I've been doing readings for a long, long time, decades, and the Lover's card just doesn't come up that often. For it to come up twice in two readings in a row, this is very, very powerful stuff, guys. And when that Lover, so for Donna, you're really building that stable relationship and then getting that Lover's card coming up, I think that this is a good indication of a good, solid, stable move towards a comfortable, pleasant relationship. Remember that the Lover's card is about relating. Relationships are about relating. So when we see that happen, it's not always about the fiery passion that you see on the covers of the romance novels. It is most definitely about relationships and partnerships. In this case, we're very specific. We're asking about romance, and that's what we're getting here. So, Donna, yeah, go for it. If you're talking to somebody, if you're feeling the good vibes from that person, if things are feeling stable, go for it. If not, take a look around because you got something else going on, girl. There's somebody out there that's part of your stabilization work that you're doing. And if it's not the person that you think, you know, if they're not making you stable, if they're not making you feel stable, look around because something's out there, something's good for you. Okay.
That's exciting.
It's, you know, I love when readings go like that. I mean, when somebody asks a very specific question like that, and it happens to be the Lover's card or something along that line. Now, in both of those, in Donna and the caller prior to that, Christine,
right.
You know, both of them very, very good opportunities for love for them, and it just doesn't come up a whole lot clearer in a reading than what we just got. So. Okay.
Well, there we go. Donna, good luck to you. And then our next caller is coming from Mia. Mia, you are on with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi. What's in the cards for me?
Hi, Mia. What's in the cards for you? Let's see. Let's see what we've got going on here. What is going on in your life, Mia? What's happening? You kind of at a standstill in life. You're looking to move forward on something different here.
Yeah, maybe a new different job.
Yeah,
like
it's time to do that. Your cards are really, really strong in that regard. The very first card is the Fool card. We've gotten that card twice tonight in different readings. You're the second one. That Fool card is about beginning a new phase of your personal journey. That's about packing what you got, packing light, and moving forward onto what's next. And it's a very, very strong indication that this is exactly what's going to happen. Now, sometimes that card comes up and people aren't prepared for it. They're not ready to leave it all behind and move on. It almost doesn't matter. You're going to be starting something new, and you want to cooperate with that energy. And so that's what I'm going to really emphasize to you tonight, Mia, is cooperate with the energy of the new things and let the old things just fade away. It might hurt a little bit to let some of the old things fade away, but you're a different person than you were when those things came into your life. So move forward, okay? Now, your second card is the Two of Cups. Twos represent a balance of different energies. Cups represent emotions. So this is a balancing of your emotions. It could be that you're kind of tied with someone, linked with someone emotionally, and this and it's been off balance, or you haven't been able to get together with this person because of some of the old stuff. Now, this represents an opportunity for you to reduce the polarized effects. It can sometimes mean you're on two ends of the spectrum, and that you're not going to go anywhere. I think you might be that way with somebody, and then there might be somebody else in the picture, but maybe not at all that close, that will help you balance things out. Somebody who's been around for a while and may be pulling you the wrong direction, and then somebody different who's just coming into the picture who's going to help you balance and help you move forward. The Queen of Swords comes up, me, and I think that this is probably a good representation of who you are as an individual. I think you're probably a very smart person. Swords are about mental abilities and mental acuity. And the Queen, well, queens are inner truth. Queens are the nurturer. Queens are the ruler, but they rule through nurturing. They rule through helping people. And so I think this is a very strong part of you. I think you're very likely a very spiritual-minded person, but you think about things for people a lot. You think about what to do to help other people. How can you bring them into a certain kind of alignment, as it were. And so this new phase of your life, it's a little vague. I mean, in a three-card reading, it really is a little bit vague, and a longer reading would reveal a lot more. But I think that what we can say for me right now is, yeah, something new is happening for you, and don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of moving away from the old stuff, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks, ma'am. Thank you very much. And then our next call is going to be coming from, here's the roadmap of people that we've got on hold. So our next caller is Gail, by the way. So, Gail, you'll be up next, and we're going to have Sherry and then Keita. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, now is a good time to get in line. 323-657-1493 is the hotline, or if you're in the Blog Talk chat room, you can ask a question there, and we will have Jeff answer it for you. But, of course, we'd love it if you call in. 323-657-1493. Gail, you are up now, and your time starts with Jeff. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. It's Gail Carline.
Hi, Gail Carline. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm doing really, really, really good. So what's your question tonight?
Well, my question is that I'm currently writing two books at the same time. Of course it is. The Fourth Perry Mystery, but then I just got this idea to write a pirate fantasy about a girl pirate. And I was just kind of wondering what the cards would have to say about me kind of going like rogue and, you know, writing this completely weird, you know, story. Maybe it's just for play, or maybe it's something that would really, you know, be fun and others would want to read it.
Really, really resonate with Jack Sparrow fans, you know?
Maybe.
For those of the listeners that don't know, Gail Carline is a very, very funny lady, and she writes a series of mysteries, the Miss Perry mysteries, and I enjoy her writing a lot, and so this is a real treat to have her call in like this. We are also members of a group called the Southern California Writers Conference, and so we have a lot of fun there. We're both fiction writers as well as other things. So this is kind of a celebrity call-in, my friend.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, for the audience, do yourself a favor, hit Amazon and see if you can find one of Gail's mysteries. They're a lot of fun. They're good mysteries, and they're funny mysteries too. The characters are great. So, Gail, you want to know about pirates? You want to know about writing pirates? Here's what your cards say.
Okay.
The very first card you got is the Star card, and the Star card is it's about your gifts. It's about guidance. It's about lights in the dark, and I like the star card for you because it's bright spots. It's things that are revealed to you in times of darkness. Like I said, the Norse, the sailors used to be able to guide themselves by stars, and they could look up and they could read it. And they were pretty skilled about this, and they could kind of read the stars and know pretty much where they were at a given moment. Now, your second card is the Knight of Swords. This card always cracks me up because this knight is, I mean, he's on a horse, he's got a sword drawn, he's charging, that horse is flying, they're moving so fast, and they're moving it kind of against the wind in the background of the picture. The trees are blowing, and they're blowing the opposite direction as to where the knight is charging. The Knight of Swords is about your brain, about how you think about things. I'm gonna come back to all of this for you. We're going to tie it all together.
Okay.
The Knight of Swords in motion is about putting your ideas in motion. It's about how you're thinking about things and moving rapidly towards, well, towards the battle in the knight's case, but really in an errand in seeking a goal. And so that's what I see there. Now, the King of Swords is your third card, Gail. And the King of Swords, you don't get much more yang energy than this. He's got the sword. The swords are phallic symbols, really. You know, they represent male energy. They represent yang energy, and he's the king. He's the guy. He's the macho man. And of course, that's not ever what I think of when I think of you. But what we're really seeing here is really powerful brains, really powerful thinking, powerful ways of logic. And what I don't want you to do, Gail, is I don't want you to get trapped in logic. I don't want you to try to logic this thing out, okay? I'm going to go back to that star. The star is softer. The star is a woman drawing water from a pool, but she's also pouring water from another jar onto the land. And the water flows from the land into the pool. So, and it's all taking place at night. There's all this imagery here. She's naked to the night, and this is more what I would want you to focus on is that star card, that beautiful image of softness, of guidance, of nourishing and nurturing. Now, you want to write about pirates? I'm going to say go for it because I think it'd be pretty funny. First of all, and I'd like to read it. Can be as realistic as you want it to be, and I think that's what I'm going to recommend to you. I think here's my bottom line recommendation. You're thinking about it as, okay, I need to study how they tied knots and what kind of a sail they used and all that other stuff. You know what? Don't. Go for the fantasy element of it and make it as realistic as you want to, but go ahead and make stuff up. don't overthink it, because I think if you overthink it, you're going to come up with a kind of a standard story, and that's not what I expect from you. I expect something clever, something unique, something intuitively interesting. But I also think that with this coming up like this, that you can write a deeper kind of philosophy about life by going that route. Otherwise, it's just going to be a pirate story. All right.
Yeah.
So, and writing two books at once, yeah, no problem. I do that all the time. So, does that make sense to you?
Yes, actually, that makes perfect sense.
All right.
Do apologize for not having a love problem to bring to you tonight, but you know, I'm pretty happy in that area. So there was really
this
nothing for
good.
Me.
Yeah.
If it ain't fixed, you know, if it ain't broke, don't. Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that the knight comes up, and this is the knight in this case. That horse is running. The knight is mounted on that horse. He's having a good time. I know that you're involved in horses as well.
I know.
And,
that's
know,
what makes
so,
it all so funny.
there's so much here, and you know what? And didn't you got the star card? We were talking online. You got the star card, and you were actually questioning. Is that okay? So it comes up again here.
Okay.
It's a very good card for it. It's very, very strong.
Well, good.
I don't know.
Good.
If you're looking to get
like
a
new
tattoo, go ahead and get the star card tattooed on your
arm
or something.
If I ever want to get a tattoo. I don't have any, by the way. Not even hidden.
That's, Yeah. Okay.
I figured, you know, if I ever converted to Judaism, I couldn't be buried in a graveyard. So I like to keep my options open.
You keep your options. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. All right. Gail, thanks for calling in, and I can't wait to have you back on the show.
I was
going to
say, Garrett, do you have Gail scheduled?
I do have her scheduled.
Do you know what the schedule is? We could plug it right now.
I do. Hold on. I've got. I always know these things.
It's
like
November 6th. I happen to know.
It's like 100 weeks out here. So it's
Thursday,
you know, November 6th.
100 weeks out and just around the corner at the same time.
Around the corner. Yeah. Awesome. I can't wait. But it's going to be fun.
I can't either. But now, Jeff, go answer some other people's stuff.
I will.
I'm interested.
I will. Nice to hear your voice, Gail.
Nice to hear you,
too. So I had a Snoopy for you, of course.
All right.
Cool. And then our next call, that was fun having Gail call in. Our next call is going to be coming. It's going to be Sherry. Sherry, you are live with Tarot Jeff. You have 5 minutes, and your time starts now.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sherry?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for taking my
call. Good. Well, not a problem. Not a problem. So we always like to hear that people are wonderful. So what's on your mind tonight? What's your question?
I am in the process of making some changes in my life, and I'm taking up some new physical activities, some bodybuilding. I really enjoy that.
Okay.
And I've also gone and got training in a different field, kind of more of a healing modality to be more creative and help people.
Right.
And just more on that sensitive side. I just feel like doing that, and I don't think it's a phase. I really think I am going to enjoy that, and I wanted to see what you saw, if that's going to take me places and kind of take me where I want to go.
Okay. Your very first card that comes up, Sherry, is the Knight of Wands. Now, we've had wands tonight. Now, I got to tell you, we've also had a lot of pentacles. Your other two cards are pentacles, so the Knight of Wands is a nice card. It's a strong card. He's mounted on his horse. The horse is in motion, but the horse is just sort of rearing up at the moment. It's not actually walking forward. It's just kind of in place, but it's getting ready to take a step. And actually, it looks like it's getting ready to take a lot of steps real fast. It looks like it's getting ready to kind of take off. But horses don't always just bolt. They're not always race horses, and especially a knight's horse. They take a couple of steps. They take some time to get the momentum going here. The wands are about your personal energy, your personal creative fire, and so what you've invested your energy into is about to take motion. And I think that this is really, really a good representation of where you're at the moment. But it's also a good harbinger for what's coming, because motion is in the cards here, and continued motion is in the cards. Now, you said you've done some physical work. The Five of Pentacles comes up next. Now, I'm not going to dwell too much on the picture of the card. What it shows is a woman in the snow and a boy next to her, and he's got crutches. It's a little bit of a depressing kind of Charles Dickens story waiting to happen here.
I've seen that card. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great card. I mean, it's really beautiful. But really what we're talking about here is movement, changes. There's going to be some tests. There's possibly going to be some roadblocks, some stumbling blocks that may get in your way to do this. But the fives really are about how determined are you to continue in motion despite whatever comes up. So despite the snow, despite the crutches, despite all that stuff, keep going, because that's what these folks are doing. They don't have a choice. They just keep moving. And so you're kind of putting yourself in that position where you don't have a choice to keep, but you're going to keep moving. And like I said, we go back to that Knight of Wands. That's a great card. It indicates a lot of progress. Now, your final card, Sherry, is this, the Queen of Pentacles. This is a really good card as an outcome card for like I say, we do these three-card readings. We got to do them fast. We got to be swift about our ideas here. But if all you get is a three-card reading, this is a great card as an outcome card. Queens, again, are nurturers. They our rulers. They're the boss, as it were. The pentacles, again, are about the physical things. If you're going to be working with yourself in a physical way, or if you're, like you say, you're working with a kind of a new healing modality for you, first of all, I don't like when people just limit themselves to one modality. Broaden, you know, put a lot of tools in your toolbox, okay, Sherry? But
right, I agree.
But this, right? So this is you. This Queen of Pentacles is you, someone who knows physical things, who knows how to nurture other people, who knows how to nurture themselves, and so this is a very, very powerful way to conclude this. The Knight goes out on an errand, and generally speaking, we say the Knight is sent out on an errand by the Queen. And so, bookending this, I think you've got a really, really good future in this. Some stumbling blocks are available, but keep moving. Just keep moving, and things are going to work out for you on this, okay?
Sounds wonderful. I appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah. Good
awesome.
Luck on that.
Good luck, Sherry. And our next caller, before we get to that, just a real quick reminder, if you're listening to the show tonight, make sure to like Jeff's Facebook fan page. He's got a Facebook fan page set up for Tarot Jeff. And the cool thing about that is that after the show, the last card of the night is the card for all of the listeners for the show this week. He'll post that card and give a little synopsis of the card and what it means for you. So if you want to see what the card actually looks like after hearing what Jeff is talking about, that's a great thing to go and like on Facebook. And it'll also keep you up to date on all kinds of other cool stuff that he is connected to. So again, our next caller is going to be Keita. You're on the line with Tarot Jeff. Your 5 minutes starts now. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Keita?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I was actually calling because my family and I are, we've been dealing with some legal issues, and we're finally coming to the tail end of it, and I'm just wondering, do you see things just looking hopeful for us?
Okay. Legal issues are tough, and again, with a short reading of three cards, it's a little tough to get details on here. But let me go through the cards that you got here, Keita. The first card is the Page of Pentacles. So again, we're with the Pentacles. We're doing that a lot tonight, and the Page is about it's a disciple. It's someone who's learning. It's also a messenger. So I would expect you to be receiving a message in the near future, based on this card and based on just the brief synopsis you gave of your situation. So I would expect something to be coming to you in terms of a message. This might involve money. It might involve money coming to you. It might involve money not coming to you. The reason I think it might be money coming to you or a conclusion of a money matter is because your second card is the Nine of Pentacles. Nines do represent conclusion. They also represent fulfillment. So there may be a real positive fulfillment in this regard for you in terms of something coming to you. I don't know that I can really be strong about that. It may just be that you no longer have to spend money to get to the conclusion. Just the conclusion itself may free up funding that you've been using for other things. But I really feel like you're really close to a conclusion in this situation. Now, your third card comes up. It's the Five of Swords. Fives are movement, change. The fives are tests. And so you may be tested. I mean, even after you think that this is over with, over and done, there may still be some kind of a conflict that's going on. But this is going to be more of a mental conflict. It's going to be more of what people think. And so you may have some opinions about your actions or about the conclusion of things, and you may have to deal with an aftermath there. But I do feel like we're taking it out of the realm of the structure of legality and more into the realm of people just giving their opinion. People maybe just saying unkind things about you or something along that line. In that case, those things fade. What I want to do here, I'm going to pull one more card for you tonight. The Six of Pentacles comes up. Again, this is about peace and reconciliation. It is about the physical things. So, Ankita, the short reading that I'm giving you tonight, it doesn't have a real clarity to it in terms of a yes or a no or a cut and dried, but it does feel very, very strongly like this is all coming to conclusion, that you're going to start to restabilize your physical life again, and things are going to be working out. Now, in terms of timing, I don't have a timing on this. It's too short of a read. But again, take some deep breaths. Look beyond the situation. Start to plan, because you're going to be able to move forward pretty soon, I believe. Okay?
Okay. Ankita's dropped off the line. She's listening on just in the blog talk. So appreciate you calling in. And let's see here. I've got so many people here lined up here. Did we already talk to Sherry?
We did talk to Sherry, yes.
We talked to Sherry. Okay, then cool. Next is Dawn.
Unless we have a second Sherry.
No,
so it would
be the same one. Next one is Dawn. Dawn, you're on the air with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. I don't know if you could see this, but I wanted to know, do you see fame and fortune in my future?
Fame and fortune in your future. Dawn, my goodness. You know what? Aim high, my friend, because even if you fail, you're still going to fail higher than what other people are going to be at. So I love your question. I really do. This is a great question. Dawn says, do I see fame and fortune for her, fame and popularity? Here's what I see. I see three major arcana come up for you, and so that's pretty strong. The very first one is the High Priestess card. The High Priestess card tells me a lot about you as an individual. It's a balanced yin energy, as she is. It's a beautiful card. I really do. If I had to pick a favorite, this would be in the running. It's just great. But it's about spiritual things. It's about a spiritual approach to life, Dawn. And I think that this is where you're coming from. A spiritual approach to life doesn't always favor fame and fortune, okay? Because sometimes it favors being Mother Teresa. Now, I don't really see you in Calcutta working with people with diseases and things like that. I do see you as a bit of a guide for other people, as you don't need to be Oprah Winfrey on these things. You just need to kind of be who you are, and I think you're already that person. Now, the second card that comes up is, again, three major arcana. So the second card that comes up is the Judgment card. The Judgment card is a very interesting card, because it is about people coming out of the grave. There's an angel playing a trumpet, and the people are being resurrected. So they're experiencing the good judgment. They're going to heaven, or whatever the mythology is here. Now, what that card represents for you is this. It's a release from old patterns. It's a restored vision for the future. It's a return to life. So if you had been on a particular course in the past and you kind of got away from it, or you were quelled, if you were silenced somehow, if you thought your career was dead, this says no. This says now's the time. Maybe you've just been in hibernation for a little while. It's time to get out there. And the very first thing that I'm going to recommend that you do is feed yourself, nurture yourself very, very strongly on what the current state of the art is for whatever field you want to be involved in. And take some time, take a couple of weeks, take a couple of months, and really look strongly at where you were in the past and how that's not going to work, because everything's different, and who you are now and how you want to express yourself at this point in time. Now, your third card, Dawn, is this. It's the Fool card, and this is beginning a new phase of your personal journey. So if I had to say yes or no, are you going to reach fame and fortune, what I would say is you have a strong, strong beginning right now, and I think that that's what we're looking at. We're going to say yes to the potential for you having fame and fortune, and it's all about you. It's all about you. Every one of these cards is about you, very, very specifically in your journey. So what's your field, can I ask?
Oh, yeah. I actually created a field called Fashion Psychology, and so I've been on Google, and I'm launching it at a university in New York City. So, yeah.
Wow. All right. Go for it. Go for
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And maybe Oprah will be giving you a call.
Yeah, no, actually, when you mentioned Oprah Winfrey Network, they actually reached out to me to have a TV show. So, so it's like a coincidence that you said that.
Yeah, now it's a very, very strong impression of you talking to Oprah Winfrey. So,
yes. Yeah,
go for it. Go for it.
And Donna, if you want to be BFFs or anything, or you need a co-host, let me know, okay?
Thanks
I'm open.
So much, Dad.
Good luck to you,
Donna. Yeah, keep us posted on this one, Donna, because that's very exciting stuff for you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Donna. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, I think we're going to try to sneak two more calls in, and our next caller is coming from Sue. Sue, you are on with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm a new caller.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. I'm calling in reference to transitioning to another work environment in terms of new opportunities for my vocation, my career, and I just want to see what you're picking up on that.
All right. So you're thinking about doing this, or you're in the process
Actually,
of doing this?
Actually, I've started. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm in the
All
process.
Right. All right. Here's and there's a couple of reasons that I asked that. The cards that come up are very indicative of already being in motion on this, but there's a structure around you that's going to give you some you don't fit well in this structure is what I'm going to say, but you're going to have to kind of follow the structure to get where you want to go. All right. Now, here's the reason I say that. The very first card that comes up is a major arcana. I haven't really explained the major arcana yet tonight. These are the nouns and the verbs and the sentences that we speak. These are the important things. These are the things that we must listen to. And we've got a lot of these major arcana tonight in these readings. You got the strength card. The strength card, number 8, personal power, physical attributes, and abilities. So I think that you're really the person for the job. I think what this is indicating is that you are strong, you are capable, you have the ability to do what you want to do here. Now, unfortunately, the second card that you got is the 5 of Wands. This is another 5 card that we've gotten 3 of them tonight now. It definitely indicates change, but it indicates tests, conflicts. In this case, I'm going to say that there's a lot of I was going to try and put this delicately, but I'm just going to go for it here, Sue. I think there's a lot of people with little minds. I think there's a lot of small people that are going to try and interfere with your motion. And that's what this card is indicating to me. I think there's going to be a lot of little mosquitoes buzzing around going, nee, 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 nee.
Well, that's already happening, so that's
in
existence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you just got to keep going. You just got to keep being who you are. Now, the difference between these two cards is this. The strength card is a woman, a beautiful woman in a white gown, and she's got a lion in front of her, and she's holding the lion's head. Her hands are pushing the lion's mouth shut. So,
okay,
this is a strong, powerful person. The other card is 5 people with sticks whacking at each other. So you have to decide which one you're going to be, and if you can shut the lion's mouth, you can get past these people. Now, the third card that you got is called the Hierophant. The Hierophant is also sometimes called the Pope. This card is about structure. It's about tradition. It's about don't change anything. We must stay exactly the same as we've always done. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That kind of a thing, and it's really stuck energy a lot of the times, but it's strongly stuck. And this is what you're moving into, is you're moving into a traditional way of existence. And it may not look like that to you at the moment, but you get there and you're going to discover that the people that are in the positions that you're going to be working with are rather hidebound. They're rather stodgy. They're rather scared of change. They're terrified of change.
Well, that's
so
that's where I'm at now, so that's kind of interesting. I think you're reading now.
It could be now, but I really think that you may be moving towards a similar situation now. It might be
okay.
A better situation for you, and that's good. But don't be surprised if the grass is the same color on the other side of the fence, so to speak. Okay. But there is definitely movement here, and you're definitely the right person to do the movement now. What I want to do is I pulled the fourth card for you here on this, just for fun, and you got the Emperor. The only person more stodgy than the Emperor is the Hierophant, and the Emperor is he's all about obedience. He's all about directives. He's all about and I'm saying he. It's not necessarily a male that you're going to be dealing with,
right.
But again, there's going to be some rules and there's going to be some structure that you're going to have to kind of work within.
Okay.
All right. So okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was perfect timing. Okay. Sue, have a great night. Thanks for being a caller here on the show. Call back again sometime. And our last call of the night is going to be Debbie. And before we get to that, everybody who we did not get to on the line, I see all of you in the call log here as it shows up on the studio here. Thank you very much for calling in. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to you tonight, but if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Tarot Jeff, you can do that by emailing him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. The information is on the show page right there. Make sure you mention Rated G Radio, and you'll get a special discounted introductory rate. And let's get to our last caller. Debbie, you are on the line with Tarot Jeff. You have 5 minutes, and your time starts now.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. My question is, I'm a vendor, and I work for different people. There's someone I work for that is really troubling me. I mean, he is on my mind, and he's not returning my calls right now. I'm wondering if he's ill, and I've been wanting to quit this. This is why it's bothering me. For some reason, I feel like I'm being set up, or I don't know. There's just something weird.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what you got. You got the Temperance card. You got Major Arcanas all the way down the line here.
Okay.
You got the Temperance card, Debbie. And that Temperance card comes up, and it really is. I think your intuition is very, very good here.
Okay.
Right. Prudence, self-control, planning ahead. That's what the Temperance card generally means. I'm going to go with the planning ahead stuff. I think your foresight, I think you're sensing something, and the Temperance card is kind of about self-protection. It's kind of about...
Kind of
about pulling back and reexamining who is my friend. So that's a big part of it. Now, your second card, Debbie, is the Wheel of Fortune. That Wheel of Fortune, generally, I really like it a lot. In your case, you may not like it as much because it is
okay.
Changing patterns to life. I like the Wheel of Fortune because it's growth opportunities. Sometimes we're in a field and we think that that's where we want to stay, and something kicks us out of it, and we have a better opportunity. But we got to take the advantage of the vision that says, we don't mind losing what we're losing, and we're going to be moving forward no matter what. So that
okay.
Wheel of Fortune might indicate, you know, a kind of a change of venue for you in the sense of what you actually do. Now,
okay.
the third card came up, and two cards came out together. One of them is the Magician card, and the other one is the Hermit card. All right. Now, I like the Magician. The Magician is creativity, it's showmanship, it's the ability to communicate in public, but the Magician is also tricky. The Magician has all the tools in front of him on a table, and yet he's got all the tricks up his sleeve as well. Now, the Hermit card comes up, and that's a real interesting balance card because that's solitary thought, that's soul searching. It's the quest for personal ethics. I was hoping for a read on the person that you're talking about here. And
right.
I think that this is a person that's they're in flux right now. They're in a changeable situation as well. Now you're looking at them as from your perspective, and it's a tough thing because they're holding your life in their hands in a sense. But what they're really going through may not be clear to you. And they may be feeling kind of isolated, kind of alone, kind of separated. They may be feeling the need to also be protecting themselves.
Right.
The same way that you're feeling that. So there's a kind of a general mirrored feeling to a lot of this. So they may be feeling kind of the same that you're feeling, but from a different direction, a different point of view. So what you can do in these cases, and I don't know how close you are to this person. Again, we're doing a very short reading here, a very short time. Longer readings can kind of give us an opportunity to explore the reality of the situation. But what we're looking for with you is to kind of open up and use that mirror situation. So when you do communicate with this person, mirror them a little bit. And I'm without more information, I'm not really sure how to tell you to do that. But just keep that in mind. Keep that mirroring in mind. So if they say something, kind of ask them a question about what they said. You know,
what's funny? They're not even answering the call. So you got the hermit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm either thinking, usually, and this is my pattern in the past, if somebody's difficult, I just dump them. But I've been told, you know, work with people and don't just, you know, run every time it gets bad, like in work situations.
Right.
So
right.
I almost quit him last year, but here we are in the same position again. That's why I said it'd be sick, or I don't want to submit invoices and he doesn't pay him.
Yeah, yeah. There's something else going on with this person, and your ability to get through to him may be limited. And he may not ever respond. There's a situation right now where he may not ever come back. What I'm saying is, if it's possible, if you ever can talk to them, speak without judgment, speak without rancor. Do your best to just mirror back what that person is feeling, and that might change everything for you. That might be the thing that the Wheel of Fortune is all about. That might move you into really a different position with this person. Be careful with that one, though, all right? Because that temperance card comes up.
Two times you're out, you know? I mean, it's like, yeah. I feel like he doesn't have my back. If somebody, you know,
have your back. Yeah, he doesn't have your back. I can tell you that right now.
So I feel like I should have quit.
Yeah. Again, we're pressed on time on this subject.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're feeling like you should just quit, well, that's the temperance card. That's the self protection. If you're going to try to continue the relationship, like I say, then I've given you a couple of different paths to follow there. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
thank
Debbie,
you.
I'm not a tarot reader at all. Trust your gut.
I know. I just don't want to be holding the bag, you know.
You know, it's true. What Gary is saying is true. The Temperance card really isn't about trusting other people. It's about trusting yourself. It's about knowing your limitations. It's about being prudent in what you've got going on. So, okay.
Thank you. Thank
Keep
you so
us
much.
Keep posted if you would, too. Good luck to you.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff, we've come to the end of another spectacular show. Thank you. Okay. Number one, thanks to all the listeners for calling in and being in the Blog Talk chat room and just being participating in the show. I really appreciate that very, very much. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't something that you enjoyed doing and calling in and talking to Tarot Jeff every week. So, number one, thank you for that. And then thank you, Tarot Jeff, for coming on and spending your time helping folks tonight. Again, you know, my big plug for you is that, you know, if you like what you hear, email tarotjeff@gmail.com. The information is on the show page right there. And schedule a reading. You can do it over the phone just like you're doing with the, you know, listening to his calls with other callers tonight. Take the time, do that, and, you know, the holidays are coming up. you know, so think about that. That's all I've got.
All right. And I, you know, we had some good examples tonight, Garrett, of how a longer reading can really give more information. You know, and I'm not always one to be priming the pump, as it were, but we had some good questions tonight, and we had some good opportunities to have longer conversations. So, again, we've got that $50 half an hour reading special that goes on. A lot can be covered in those situations. So, if anybody's, like you said, if you just want to get your feet wet and find out if you're going to enjoy a longer conversation, that's a good opportunity for everybody.
But,
so,
and the other thing also, not to just talk about tarot readings, but you also do other counseling and other types of work.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that for just a real quick second, and then we'll get to the last card? Because
sure, we don't always have to stick with tarot cards. We can go into intuitive work, just general conversation. I like to have a conversation with people. I come from a lot of different directions in my philosophy and in my background and my studies. And the tarot cards are fun to do on the radio because they're easy and they're quick. But we can get very, very deep. I mean, sometimes we go 90 minutes, sometimes we go 2 hours for people in certain situations, and a lot of success. It's all about removing blocks. It's all about trusting yourself. It's all about getting the flow going. What does the world want for you? The world is a creative place. The universe is creative energy, and we are aspects of the universe. So there's no reason why we should not create what we want. And that's kind of the last card that I pulled here, the card for everybody for the week, is the Eight of Pentacles. Eights really are about growth, expansion. They're ultimately a very stable card, and it's a time for making priorities. And that goes along with the full moon energy that we're experiencing tonight, the eclipse that we're experiencing tonight, the Mercury retrograde that we're experiencing tonight. Take some time, step back, sit down, make some priorities. The Eight of Pentacles is a craftsman. He's successful at his craft, and now he's just building his business, as it were. He's building his life, that physicalness about the pentacles, the physical life. This is a time where we can grow, where we can add things to our lives, things that we want to add, all based on our skill set, all based on what we already know. So it's very, very good week to do this, to start to make your priorities, start to list your priorities. And I guess that's what I've got for us tonight, Garrett.
That's awesome. Jeff, thank you so much. We'll see you next Tuesday. Real quick reminder for the roadmap for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, author, professor, and superstar Catherine Brandkamp will be joining the show to talk about her podcast that she does with her radio partner live from Australia. Then Thursday night, we've got Hollywood heavyweight. He's a director, writer, producer, actor, singer, dancer. Mr. Sam Ervin is going to be on the show. This is a huge honor to have him on. And then Friday night, we've got an early Friday night dance party with Colton Renard. He is going to be sharing his brand new EP that just hit the streets about a week ago. So it's kind of a world premiere on radio with him, and that will be at a special 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you get a chance to listen to that, you're going to hear some of the coolest new music here first, like you always do. Colton Renard is on Friday. So, Jeff, thank you so much. We'll see you back here Tuesday. And for everybody else, have a great night, and we'll see you live tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.